Sports Radio.
720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Hawk
Chicago
Opedia.
We may get a fracas here before it all ends.
A what?
Hey, Mr. Ennett, what's a circus trip?
Well, little kitty, the circus trip, it's not a trip to the circus, and it's not always a day at the beach, but it is sometimes. Traditionally, in November, the circus moves into the United Center, and the primary tenants, the Bulls and Blackhawks, move out right around Thanksgiving. While there was a time when the circus trip was seen as a disadvantage for the Blackhawks, now it seems like it's given them an edge and something of a team-building experience. And the results have been there. Last season, the Hawks went 5-1, suffering only a 4-1 loss in Vancouver. 2 years ago, they went 6-1. They lost the first game at Colorado and then reeled off six straight victories. The 2012 trip was wiped out by the lockout, but the year before, they started 1-3, including a 9-2 thrashing at the hands of the Edmonton Oilers, but then they won the last two in Anaheim and Los Angeles, which are generally the last two stops on the trip. Whether it's the time spent together without the distractions of home, the time playing Mario Kart in the hotel, that's a video game, by the way, or the team's mini vacation to Las Vegas, the Hawks have done well. I didn't know if you knew that.
I did.
Hawks have done well. Since the 2007-2008 season, Hawks have not had a losing record on the trip. Their last seven circus trips, they're 27-12-4.
Nice.
And they have won a combined six straight in the Southern California portion, L.A. and Anaheim. So while the greatest show on earth comes to town, it's usually a pretty good show that the Blackhawks are once again going to be the greatest show on ice.
Look at that.
And that's our Hawkopedia for today.